Let's see. Let's get back to the phones with Doug Carfone on the Kimmer Show. How's it going, Doug?
It's going great, Kimmer. Hey, did you see the report over the weekend that they thought there was an intelligence agent in the U.S. said that they had Osama bin Laden boxed in?
Yeah, I've got it. In fact, I mentioned it earlier. It's a British report that says we know where he is, somewhere in the mountains of caves between Afghanistan, Babkik-Agistan, and Pak-a-Crap-Crapistan, and they know where he is. He's not going to get away. They're trying to figure out the way to go grab him and get out of there, and they're confident he can't get away, and they're just waiting for the order to go in and get them without having to blow up the whole place.
Well, so, I'll tell you what happened when Saddam was captured. Yeah. I'm wondering how the liberals are going to react to Osama's capture.
Yeah.
When Saddam was captured, I looked on the internet, the pundits with the weblogs, the blogs out there.
Right.
And they were, the liberal ones were just, where they were bordering between apathetic and breaking down in tears over this thing.
Yeah.
You know? because it happened on Bush's watch.
And That's right.
There was a woman on the Howard Dean blog said, I'm just breaking down and crying because, you know, I guess you would rather have Charles Manson get out on bail as long as it hurts Bush, you know.
Exactly.
So if Osama gets caught, I mean, they're going to be apoplectic.
I don't know what they'll do. There'll be people doing horrible things to themselves all over America. And frankly, maybe we needed some sort of a big cleansing of these political leftists.
Yeah, matters is their guy wins. They don't care whatever else happens.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that depressing to think that these liberals would go that far to slander the president of the United States, who frankly has been so above board since he took office? And when 9/11 happened, as you'll recall, Doug, President George W. Bush never did one single politically expedient thing for the entire time he's been fighting the war on terror. Not one time.
But he's certainly been accused of it.
Oh, my Lord.
The whole irony of it all.
Yeah, that's what they do. That's what they're best at. I'm glad you called, man.